now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Humboldt Happenings. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
And good afternoon. This is John Potist, superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings. We're from 4 to 5 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month. We talk about all things happening in HUSD. We have a great show lined up for you today that I'm really excited about. Today's show is all about meeting the needs of all of our students, every single one of them. As we transition back to in-person learning amidst all of the COVID chaos that's been going on, there's a lot of questions surrounding, you know, what additional supports might we have in place for kids as they transition back and what that looks like. And we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be addressing that. But we're also going to be talking about that special population of students in our schools who struggle with learning every day, pandemic or not. They have struggles. They receive additional supports in our schools. And that's what we're going to talk about, is how do we support our kids and every one of our kids every day in our schools. So I'm excited to talk about what that looks like on the show today. With me is Candace Stump, the principal of Coyote Springs Elementary School. One of her awesome parents, Cindy Schultz, who has a lot of kids in our district and has a lot of experience with kids with special services, special needs, that we'll be talking to. And then we're going to wrap up tonight with Patty Bitzilli, who's the Director of Special Services for HUSD. So before we jump into this great lineup, we're going to take a short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Nihikeya. Our land.
Nihigawa.
Our home.
Itom yo lutu uria.
Our culture.
Tatua kakin biha.
Our future.
Nivayu tamam. Vaiche. Meevcha.
Our decision. There is much on the ballot this year. We must band together in the interests of future generations. Arizona is our home. We will not let its future be decided by others. We will not leave this decision to others. We demand respect, and that demand is heard at the ballot box. The federal government in Phoenix must work with all tribes to invest in education, healthcare, housing, and infrastructure. That cooperation comes when we are heard. Joe Biden will listen. He has always put cooperation and partnership ahead of partisanship. Be heard this November. Vote Joe Biden for president. The Future We Need is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by The Future We Need and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Learn more at www.azthefuturewened.com.
Hi, this is John Lonas of Waterworks and my shop dog, Whiskey. Everyone's talking about these uncertain times. One thing you can count on is Autoworks Service and Repair will give you peace of mind that everything under the hood is running smoothly. We stand by our work and we fix all makes and models, including imports and Euros. And check out our website at AutoworksServiceAndRepair.com. And don't forget to call 928-775-3332 and let Autoworks keep your vehicle healthy. And remember,
you won't find jerks at Autoworks.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
So, you want a truck? Come to your truck headquarters, Finley Prescott GMC. We have the inventory in all makes and models. 4x2s, 4x4s, long beds, regular cabs, and crew cabs. We also have you covered with GMC-certified pre-owned trucks. We start with over 170 points of inspection. Anything needing service gets it, including recall updates. Your truck will be less than 6 years old and have less than 75,000 miles on the clock. We add 2 factory-backed warranties, a vehicle exchange, and a scheduled maintenance program, and more. Finally, financing as low as 2.9% APR. Right now, we have GMC-certified pre-owned Yukon, Tahoe, Sierra, and Dualies ready to test drive. Come in today and let us show you certified pre-owned value at your truck headquarters, Findlay GMC in Prescott, and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade. Offers on approved credit through GMC Finance. Does not include tax, title, license, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, today's Tuesday, November 3rd. Just a side note, if you haven't voted, polls are open until 7 p.m. Make sure to get out and have your voice heard. But we are just one quarter into our school year, 2 weeks back with in-person learning is what we've been doing. And we've been doing a lot of work with our teachers and students on, you know, catching ourselves up and our students up with where they're at. You know, we've been out of in-person learning for a few months here. And so we're doing a lot of work as we welcome kids back into the classroom just to make sure that we know where the kids are, academically, behaviorally, socially, social, emotionally, all of that. You know, the whole child and where they're at. And that's what our show is about today, is looking at the needs of our kids and all of our kids. And my first two guests, we're going to tag team this together. My first two guests are Candace Stump, as I said, the principal at Coyote Springs Elementary, and Cindy Schultz, one of her rock star parents. Welcome to Talk of the Town.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love chatting about our kids and all the great things.
I miss her so much because I don't get to go in the building anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. This is a kind of a reunion for you guys now.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Cindy in a second and all the kids that you have. Candace, I wanted to give you a chance to just kind of give the audience a tell us who you are.
Absolutely. So this is actually my 11th year as principal at Coyote Springs Elementary School. And about, let's see if I can go back that far, 23 years, I think, in Humboldt Unified District. Started as a teacher at a middle school, actually at Glassford Hill Middle School, and then moved into administration as the assistant principal, and then became the principal at Coyote Springs. So super excited. Over the 11 years, we've done some fantastic things within Coyote Springs and have really become one of the model schools when it comes to 21st century teaching and learning, as well as our inclusion and co-teaching programs.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Candace. Welcome. And Cindy, you have quite a
herd.
Quite a history, I was going to say, with HUSD. Tell us a little about that.
So I am a mom of many. 10 to be exact, 5 boys, 5 girls. We actually didn't start out with the public schools. We started out charter and got swayed into public schools and couldn't be more thrilled with HUSD and what all they've been doing. So I do have, of my 10 children, I have 1 with autism, 2 with Down syndrome, and one of my newest kiddos has Rett syndrome. We've also foster adopted 7 out of 10 of our children.
So you have quite a span and a big
age range, 24 to 4. 24 to 4. So
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's a lot of kids to keep track of. Definitely. Well,
fortunately, only seven are in the house, so three are grown up and out. So I like when they come back and help out.
But, so that explains for the audience a little about the unique relationship that you have with Ms. Stump, and you know, you guys have a history of working together because you've got a lot of kids who have gone through Coyote Springs.
Yeah, and Cindy actually has one of her students who is at our middle school, actually in the I Choose program this year at Glassford, came to us prior to our inclusionary co-teaching practices. So she kind of transitioned into it, and she is just doing fantastic. And I'll let Cindy share a little bit of those success stories. But then the younger one, who, what grade is he in now?
Ben is in third grade now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, third grade. I've lost track of where all the kids are now with the time warp. He knows nothing other than the inclusionary practice. So he's never experienced anything other than being in classrooms and being supported that way. So it's exciting to see the model come to fruition and watch all the successes. I know, how is Jillian doing?
Jillian, well, just to preface this, Jillian and Ben both have Down syndrome. And Jillian is doing amazing. She was so excited to get into middle school and to make friends. She said, I'm really excited to make friends at Glassford Hill. And she is honestly teaching her teachers, because I Choose hasn't had someone with Down syndrome before, and they have been amazing and really eager to learn about not only Jillian, but in Down syndrome in general, and have been very supportive of her. And I anticipate a lot of growth, especially social, emotional growth in her.
From Jillian.
From Jillian, yep. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to step back for a second and go back to you, Candace, because you've thrown a term out a couple of times now that I just want to make sure that people who are listening understand. When we talk about inclusion, talk a little bit about what does that mean, and
yeah,
how is that different than what
right,
people might think.
So when I first came to Coyote Springs 11 years ago, it was more of an exclusion model where kids weren't necessarily put into what we call content classrooms. They were put into special education classrooms. And then every once in a while, they could participate in the regular or gen ed class. But for the most part, they were pulled out and then educated in a separate space. Now all of the kids are included in a general education classroom, so they belong to a gen ed teacher. And then what we do is we push in the adults to support the kiddos and meet them at their need and at their level within that classroom structure. We also have, you know, interventions that we do for all kids, not just, you know, kids that have individualized education plans. And we also provide an opportunity for those interventions, and it's not just for these kiddos, but for all kids during what we call our response to intervention blocks of time, which we have scheduled in all of our grade levels.
Excellent. So inclusion, rather than pulling the kids out and basically separating them and teaching them alone,
right,
in a separate classroom, we're putting them in the classroom and putting the special services teacher in the regular classroom with them to give them those support.
Correct, yeah.
And I think that ties back, then I want to run back over to Cindy, because you had talked about Jillian's experience and that, you know, one of the things that she was most excited and you are excited as a parent is that socialization.
It's so important, so important. You know, Jillian, as much as she wants to be an astronaut and as much as Ben wants to be a doctor, realistically, you know, that's probably not going to happen. But will Ben work in a hospital? Most definitely. You know, will Jillian have all sorts of opportunities in science? Most definitely. But what is key for my kiddos is that they learn to interact with the people that they're going to live with when they're adults, and that those people know them and can interact with them. If we keep them separate, then there's a whole big fear, not not necessarily with the kids in the special ed class, quote unquote, but it puts a fear in those that are out there that don't have that exposure because it's new and it's different. And as we have found out with this whole pandemic and everything, that new and different is scary. And so it's really blesses my heart as a mom to have these opportunities for my children because I have many friends, not just in our local areas, but throughout Arizona, throughout the country, that aren't receiving the support that we get at Humboldt.
You know, and I'm new. You know, I've only been the superintendent here for a few months now. but that is a recurring theme that I've actually heard from a lot of parents. Is the idea that they really do appreciate how we educate all of our kids, and the fact that we have an inclusion model in our school district, and how that is very different from some of their experiences in other districts and other schools that they've been at.
I personally have had friends who have gone to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals to get their child into the local public school that their daughter was already attending and that he had attended for kindergarten, and they lost that case. The school wanted to ship them off to another school that was not walking distance from their house. And so for me to have that opportunity, for my kids to have that opportunity, for my daughter's friends to call me, to text me and say, hey, can I come sleep over at your house? Her friends who are typical, quote unquote, that do that. I am like not crying right now because these girls, they love my daughter so much, and she's very quirky and she's very introverted, but they take her for who she is, just like we should do for each and every person.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and isn't that part of being adulthood, though? I mean, don't we, in our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our next-door neighbors, and, don't we encounter quirky people and people that, you know, don't match who
people
we
that are different
exactly?
than
yeah.
us. And, I mean, today, we are encountering people who think and believe different than us. And what is being taught to the kids in Humboldt Unified is to accept people who are different. And that spans so many facets of life.
Right on. Perfect. Well, and we need to take a short little break here. So hang on to that because we're going to come back to that. But so we need to take a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Go again.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Utility costs are out of control. Our water is in jeopardy. Wildfires and rolling blackouts are now the norm in California. Arizona can't afford members of the Corporation Commission who will stand by as these devastating effects continue. That's why I'm supporting Lee Marquez Peterson and Eric Sloan. They are committed to protecting our water supply, keeping electricity prices affordable, and will work to keep our economy going. We need principled leadership at the helm of our energy regulation. Vote Lee Marquez Peterson and Eric Sloan. Paid for by the Home Builders Association of Central Arizona. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, we're back from our little break. I've got Candace and Cindy in the room with me. And I want to go back real quick. Candace, you had said something earlier about, you know, one of the things that you guys do at Coyote Springs is 21st century skills and 21st century learning and, you know, academically what we're doing to prepare kids for, you know, when we look at them as our kindergartners and close your eyes and envision what, you know, 2034 or whatever that year is that they're going to graduate and what's that world going to look like?
Right.
So the need academically to prepare kids for a future. But, you know, going back to then what we've been talking about and with Cindy is that inclusion and that's a part of what we need to be teaching skills, those kind of skills to our kids too, is how do we accept differences? What does that look like systematically at Coyote Springs?
Right. Yeah. So it's, as Cindy was mentioning, it's such a neat, climate and school culture because we have created that piece of, and our school climate is just welcoming and open, and we really embrace diversity and help our kiddos understand what that is and how to be okay and how to not be fearful of it. It's okay to ask questions, but making sure that we're kind and we're respectful and, you know, responsible in our actions. So it definitely takes some intentionality to do that, especially when you shift from a climate and a school culture that was not like that. It takes a little bit of time to adapt and adjust. But now that we've been doing this for 6-7 years, it's just expected. It's just part of who we are at our campus. And we all the time, I mean, we had a student last year who came to us. He was in fifth grade and had been only in what we were speaking of, more of that excluded SPED type of classroom. He had never been in any kind of gen ed or co-taught classroom, fifth grade.
Wow.
So parents, of course, kept very concerned because we're like, oh, yeah, we do co-teaching. He'll be in a gen ed classroom. And they're like, oh, my gosh, well, this is fearful for me. This is going to be scary, but I have to let go because this is what's best for my kid. He flourished. I mean, this kid just took off. I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about it because it's so exciting to see that these kids, if we do set the bar high and we do have those expectations and we allow them the opportunity to do that and to grow, that they do grow. And we can't hold them back because we're fearful of what that might look like or feel like in a classroom or as a parent. So it's very exciting.
And I'll echo what you just said on it is, that's one of the things that I love about working in education is kids will rise.
Yep.
And they always do. And they are phenomenal.
That's right. As long as we allow them to do that, right? Yeah. We don't set those boundaries where we say, no, you can only go this far.
Yeah.
Nope. Sky's the limit.
Yeah. So perfect. And so, Cindy, I want to go back to you then, because you're parent of 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there, done that.
Uh-huh. Almost. You know, new things don't say that, because something new will pop up.
That's true.
Mostly with 10.
But mostly you've been there, done that.
Yeah.
And Candace, I agree. I've been on your campus several times, and it's a magical environment over there that you've created.
Thank you.
With your kids and everything. But I think we all understand that the world doesn't always function that way.
Mm-hmm.
And as inclusionary as we try and be, and as awesome as an environment that we create and help teach kids, to accept differences, that doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my question for you, Cindy, is as a parent, who I'm sure you've encountered where your kids come home and they're crushed because they've encountered a time where that hasn't been their experience. Some thoughts or advice that you have for kids or parents out there who are listening who might struggle with something like that. How do you deal with that with your kids?
So I am really blessed to say I have not experienced that with my two with Down syndrome. Kids are kids. Kids are going to be mean. They just will be. And that's a fact of life. And so if and when it will happen, somebody's going to bully my children. And at that point, I will walk them through it, and I will hopefully give them a strong foundation so that they can still be confident in who they are and understand that Down syndrome is a wonderful thing, and it's just a different thing, and people are afraid of different, like we were talking about. And what Candace was talking about with, being a parent and being afraid, it's really hard to not protect your child all the time. And just to give you like a little bit of an illustration with this whole COVID time at home, one thing that Coyote Springs does for their sixth graders is they have exit interviews, and people from you were probably on the panel, and these sixth graders go before adults, business people, veterans, all sorts of people from all sorts of walks of life, but they're really important to them, because they're only sixth graders, and they do an exit interview, and they get asked questions, and they present, and everything. Well, Jillian was in sixth grade last year, and last year it couldn't be held in person. So our wonderful student support center teacher, Mr. K, I have to give him a shout out because he's amazing. He told me that when Jillian is online, I could sit next to her and kind of help her, on and everything. And you know what? When I was next to her, she was hardly saying anything. When I left the room, I could still hear her. And I could hear her answering the questions. And I could hear her. And this is where I'm going to cry. I could hear her being her own person. And it was that moment, thank you, COVID, because I got to witness that. I wouldn't have witnessed that if it was in person. So now when she is at Glassford Hill and she is in I Choose, and like I said, they don't have anybody with Down syndrome there. But I totally knew that that's what she was supposed to do, and she was supposed to step out on her own. And, in fact, we had a wonderful educator on one of those first days we were dropping kids off. And I don't know if you have to drop kids off at Glassford Hill. You have to make a whole big loop-de-loop. Well, I was driving up, and Jillian gets out of the car at I Choose, and this wonderful educator comes up and says, "Do you know where she needs to go?" And I said, "Yeah, she's in I Choose." And they're like, Oh, okay. I didn't know if she had to go with the student support center people. And I'm like, nope, we like to rock the boat in our family.
Yeah.
So it was neat. But that, even with that educator, they didn't argue. They didn't, it was just all about educating the educators.
Yep. And, a big part of what we're talking about with kids is that and kind of a theme of what we're talking about today is that student agency. And that's a big part of that inclusion model.
Yep.
is empowering not only our kids who have special needs, but empowering all of our kids to accept differences, to, push yourself on who you are, regardless of who you're sitting next to in a classroom. But it's that empowering our kids, teaching them that they have have a voice in this world, and teaching them that they do have some control. Because, you know, so your daughter's in seventh grade, but in just a few years, you know, when our kids graduate in 12th grade, we expect them to be full-fledged citizens. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the real world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need to learn how to take ownership and stand up for yourself when you need to. And that's a big part of what we're talking about here today, mm-hmm. is the importance of teaching our kids that agency, that ownership, that ability to stand up and, and take some control.
Own it for themselves so they can be their own best advocate and become that lifelong learner. Because as we know in the technology times, right, the facts can easily be found. You can Google anything, and our kids are experts at that technology. But going beyond the content and teaching them about who they are as an individual and that they need to be able to advocate and be the person the best person that they can be based upon being a lifelong learner.
Absolutely. And going back to the very beginning of the show when I introduced everything, we're talking about all students. You know, every one of our kids, that's what we want of all of our kids. You know, we've focused a lot today on our kids who have special needs, because they do have special needs. You know, they have some learning that other kids have that they haven't gained yet, and that's part of our inclusion model, is to get that learning to all of our kids and to get all of our kids to where they need to be. And and no matter where, and I appreciate you mentioning earlier, Candace, that no matter where our kids are, we're providing those interventions.
Right.
And you know, because even within the world of special services, you've got this vast array of needs, and what kids need, and because we're human, and we all have strengths, and we all have areas
weaknesses that we
need to work on, and that's what we do in schools, is target. So Cindy, I appreciate all the support that you've given over the years, and your kids, Candace, all the work that you're doing at Coyote Springs to make the magic happen.
Yep.
And we unfortunately need to take another short little break, so here we go on a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone out there in Radio Land, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Do you have a broken tooth or been told you need a crown? Call your local experts at Arizona Crown Center. With their flat rate of $6.49 per crown, including the exam and x-rays, and no hidden fees. They can also replace missing teeth with fixed bridges for that same surprisingly low price. Call 899-0974. Schedule your free consultation today. 899-0974. azcrowncenter.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. We're KQ&A.
AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with a check of news and weather from the Talk of the Quad Cities. Today is Election Day and many people expected to be showing up at the polls. If you are planning on voting in person today, wear a mask or face covering and maintain a physical distance of at least 6 feet to protect yourself, election workers, and other voters. Wash your hands with soap and water at least 20 seconds or use hand sanitizer before and after voting. Avoid touching things not related to voting and sanitizing voting machines yourself. Machines can be sensitive and election workers are trained to sanitize the equipment. Voters who need special accommodations can call 771-3248. For those who still have their ballots, they must be returned to the Yavapai County Recorder's Office or to an official ballot drop box location by no later than 7 this evening. Don't mail your ballot as it will not arrive in time and will not be counted. For a list of drop box locations, visit yavapai.us. Prescott Police aren't expecting any problems with Election Day, but officers and staff members are ready if there are. The department has had a goal throughout the election process to secure every person's right to vote safely and without fear. Spokesman Lieutenant John Brambilla describes what steps have been put into place for Election Day.
We've upstaffed our uniform patrol. We upstaffed our dispatch center just in case we have additional calls for service. We're not anticipating it, but, you know, we're always trying to be prepared. We hope that things go very smoothly, that there was no need for us to upstaff our uniform patrol.
Brambilla says police have no credible information at this time that any groups or individuals plan on interfering with Election Day.
We don't see anything planned that would potentially interfere with the election, so we're hoping that absolutely nothing is going on other than people go out and exercise their right to vote. We've looked around the country to see what other departments are doing. We've seen that. We don't see the need, so we will not have uniformed officers posted at polling places.
If you see any election violations, you can call the Prescott Police non-emergency line at 445-3131. Any concerns regarding polling places or the election can be reported to the County Election Department at 771-3244. Your KQ&A forecast, clear skies on into the evening in the Prescott area, a low of 45 degrees, mostly sunny with a high of 78 on Wednesday. Much the same on Thursday, a little breezy. In the Verde Valley, mostly clear with a low of 49 tonight, mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 86 tomorrow. Ditto for Thursday, but winds picking up as well. Look for considerably chillier temperatures beginning Saturday. That's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right. Welcome back to Humboldt Happenings. We're talking all things HUSD like we do on the first Tuesday of every month. I'm John Potta, superintendent of Humboldt Unified School District, and we're talking about inclusion. We're talking about students with special services. We're talking about meeting the needs of all kids. My last guest today is Patty Bitsilli, who is the director of special services for the school district. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us just quickly about yourself.
Well, I am in my sixth year with Humboldt Unified. It's my fourth year as director. I have been in special education as a career since I began my career about, 20 or so years ago. And I'm also a parent in the district. I have two children, one at Glassford and one at Greenville.
Outstanding. So we talked at the beginning of the show, we talked with Candace and Cindy, the principal at Coyote and then a parent, and had some great conversations with them about, you know, inclusion and special needs and very much, you know, the point of that was, you know, from a school's point of view, you know, things happening in the school that we're doing to meet students' needs. And then certainly from a parent who's living this every day with four kids who have special needs. So my first question to throw out to you is just, you know, from a district level, you know, what are the important things that you want to share as far as special services and what that looks like at the district level?
Well, we've been participating in the CO-TOP model for a long time, and that is a district-wide initiative. The more inclusive practices has happened a little more recently, and although we work hard to make sure that all students are in their general education classrooms. Every student is attached to a general education teacher, no matter the need level. And that is really important to me. I think especially at that elementary age, being connected to a class and being connected to your friends in that real kind of way is important. But we also offer a continuum of services. You know, there are students who are not going to be able to be in the general education classroom for the entire day, and that's okay. We'll meet the needs as their individualized education plan states. How I always explain it is we lean towards the inclusive side of it. We're going to lean more towards that gen ed side of it whenever we can and whenever it's appropriate for all kids. And when I say all kids, I absolutely mean every single student. Sometimes I'll have someone say to me, well, but do you really mean like a student that is, and they'll explain some characteristics. Yes, I absolutely mean all kids. So that is the philosophy that we follow in Humboldt, in our special services office. And I have an amazing team of educators that help me do this every day.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Shout out to your team.
Yes, they are, absolutely. You and your team, they work very hard to make this happen every day.
Absolutely. So you threw the word that we talked about earlier with Cindy and Candace about inclusion, you know, that rather than pushing kids out into a different learning environment, we're including them in. And you also used the word, the concept of co-taught and co-taught classes, and that's definitely something that we're doing in our district. Make sure that our audience understands that. Can you explain what that is?
Of course.
And how that fits with that inclusion?
Of course. Special educators oftentimes slip into special ed talk, so just tell me if I say something that I need to explain more. So co-taught is basically when a general education teacher and a special education teacher work together and teach in the same classroom most of the time. It can be any two educators, but most of the time we're talking about a general education teacher and a special education teacher working together to teach, to co-plan, to co-teach, and then to co-assess students on a daily basis. And we have teachers doing that in all of our buildings.
Right on. And so, you know, and I wanted to highlight from the previous when we were talking to Candace about, you know, the importance of that inclusion and that when we have our kids with special needs in classrooms, you know, one of the concerns that parents have very often who don't have special needs kids is, well, that learning's going to take away from my child. You know, we've got a kid who has this, you know, high need, and that's part of the inclusion, and especially it's part of the co-taught, is that we have those special education teachers in the classroom giving those supports, and that it's not about taking away some learning opportunity from some kids. It's about affording a quality learning opportunity, again, for every one of our kids, regardless of what their needs are. And the beauty of the co-taught classroom and the inclusive is we also talked a little bit with Candace about the idea that, you know, when you take a look at every kid, because we're human, we're all humans, and we all have strengths and weaknesses, and every student has strengths that they have in their learning, and every student has some areas that they need to grow on.
Right.
And what we talk about with interventions is simply looking at what those strengths and weaknesses of all of our kids are and helping target, you know, the help that you need, no matter whether you're in special services or whether you're not, you know, what are the needs that you have. And when you've got two teachers in there, we've got the ability to better meet the needs of all of our kids, and help meet, you know, fill some of those holes and weaknesses that every kid has.
And it really does help, too, with that social-emotional piece that I think both Cindy and Candace talked about, of not only are we helping our students with special needs to reach higher and to build some of that social interaction skills that some of our students need, but we're also helping our students with without identified special needs. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and so I think everybody has something that they need to work on. I certainly do. And as a parent, I value that so much. My own kids need to know that there are all types of people in the world, no matter if it's related to a disability or something else, and understanding that differences are okay and that you can celebrate each other's strengths and help each other where you're, you know, a little bit weaker. That's what you should do as a citizen, as a good citizen.
Yeah.
And something I say in meetings all the time is my job is to ensure that I create a team that will allow every child to become a productive citizen, whether that's in Prescott Valley or somewhere else in the world. My job is to create productive citizens, and that's for every kid. And I'm hopefully doing that for both the students with special needs and for students that are in any class.
Excellent. And you also said something earlier that I just wanted to touch base and make sure that, you know, people who don't necessarily know education, that they understand is you had talked about, you know, some kids might need, you know, they might spend the whole day inclusive in a general ed classroom. Some kids maybe not.
Maybe
they're not ready for that. And you threw out the word, the IEP, individual education. And I just wanted to reiterate that those decisions are always made as a team.
Correct.
That there's not a single person who just says, you know what, Johnny, you're not gonna, right. The, you know, really what we do in education, especially in the special services, is it's a team-based approach in looking at the unique needs of our kids.
Everything we do in special yep. education is a team-based approach, and yep. That's a critical component. You don't make decisions on your own. You want to make sure that the team is looking at all aspects of the child, looking at the whole child, and making sure that we're meeting all their needs.
Yep. And the parent is a central figure in that team.
Right. A vital member of the team. And I encourage parents to be a very active member in those IEP team meetings.
Yeah, right on. So speaking of parents, we have just a couple of minutes left. But if you, if I'm a parent out there and I have some questions or I have some concerns or, you know, about my child, where can they go? What can they do?
Well, you know, if your student is a student in Humboldt Unified, you can first go to your child's teacher and ask questions. If it's related to a child with a disability or you suspect a disability, you can call our special services office, and that is at 928-759-4040. And then the other thing that we have in Humboldt is our CAPE, which is a parent organization. It's Communicate, Advocate, Participate, and Educate. It's an acronym. And actually, Cindy is our lead parent for that group. And we meet a couple times a year, and we offer the parents an opportunity to get together and meet each other, and also some different development on different topics.
Excellent. And if you forgot all of that, you can also go to our district's website, HumboldtUnified.com, you've got a whole section on there with information and contact.
Right. If you go to the departments and you click on special services, we have all of that information right there. And if you're not sure, you can always call us. We're happy to lead you through whatever it is you need.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Patty. Patty Bitsilli, she's a director of special services for the Humboldt Unified School District. Thank you for being with us today. We need to take a short little break again. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit. Go again.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Hi, I'm Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. The 2020 general election is Tuesday, November 3rd. Voting locations across the state will be open on Election Day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Make a plan before you go to the polls. Find a voting location and bring your ID. If you still have a ballot by mail, you can return it to any official drop box or voting location by 7 p.m. November 3rd. For more information on how to prepare for Election Day, visit Arizona.vote, your trusted source for election information.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. It was a great conversation about all things happening with special services. We had Candace and Cindy and Patty here. Thank you so much, ladies, for being a part of this great conversation and what we're doing to meet the needs of all of our learners. The Humboldt Unified School District is truly the community school district, and we appreciate the tremendous support given to our schools from the community. I want to remind everyone, too, that, again, it's November 3rd. It is Election Day. If you have not gotten out to vote, polls are open until 7 p.m. here in Arizona. Please get out and vote. Exercise that right that we have to get out and vote. We have some really important things on the ballot, so go on out and get voting. So until next time, have a great afternoon. I appreciate your time with me today. I look forward to a month from now when we have our next conversation. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.